It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're investing in pursuing a life encouraged, because a life encouraged is bold enough to live out its possibilities. We are all uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose. And when we understand that purpose and we live it out, then we are walking out in courage. We are boldly going where we've never gone before. In other words, we're doing what we are placed here for. We're here on purpose, for a purpose, and we begin living that purpose. I am Catherine Lang. I'm your Hope Smith, Dream Igniter, and Word Warrior, because I believe in the power of words. I think words are where encouragement begins. I love that you're joining me today. I hope that you're already connected with me over either on my website at katherinelang.com or on social media, Facebook, Twitter. You can find me as Catherine C. Lang. I want to engage with you. I want to walk through this process with you. I want to see us all living bold and purposeful lives, because that's going to be what changes the world. So connect with me. Join me on this journey of a little bit of hope and a little bit of possibility thinking, always shared with a dash of twisted encouragement. Because who doesn't need a few sparkle rainbows, snarky rainbows in their lives? I'm something, I don't know. Oh, now, over the last several episodes, we've been talking about living a radical and intentional life, because it's important. You know, when you make intentional actions, that propels you into your possibility living. And when you're living your unique design, then you are considered radical. So those are great things. But now we begin talking about one of the most, if not the most powerful force on earth. And that's encouragement. I believe in the power of encouragement. Now, it might surprise you that encouragement is something that comes naturally to me, but it is also something that I work at every day, and that's one of the reasons that it comes naturally to me. But over these next several weeks, we're going to be talking about first the fundamentals of encouragement, the power of encouragement, how we can encourage the whole person, how we can be encouragement in our relationships, how we can build habits of encouragement, and of course, how we can create a reservoir of encouragement to keep us going and keep us encouraged so that we can continue to be a conduit of encouragement to the world. In other words, we're going to be setting this foundation that's going to allow us to live encouraged lives. Ready to join me? See, we're talking today about the fundamentals, the basics, the 101 of encouragement, if you will, because knowing and understanding encouragement really allows you to set this foundation and begin to launch into being the encouragement you want to be, not just for you, but for the people that you encounter. Encouragement will defeat darkness every single time. Encouragement is that little spark of light. And if you've ever been in a completely dark location, say in a cave, not that you always go in caves, but if you've ever been on a tour of a cave in one of these show caves, they will always get you to the end in the place where there's absolutely no light, and then they'll turn off the light so you can see how dark it is in a cave. But if one person is wearing, you know, one of the kids is wearing those light-up shoes or somebody has their phone on or whatever, it ruins the experience because it only takes a little teeny spark of light to completely eliminate the darkness or to push the darkness away. And that's what encouragement is. It's that little spark of light. It allows you to push the darkness away, and it gives a place for hope to take root. And once hope takes root, everything becomes possible. With encouragement, you can. Without encouragement, it all becomes a struggle. Everything. Getting out of bed is a struggle if you're not walking out in encouragement. Now, as I said before, I've always been an encourager. I've joked many, many times that when I was born, I slapped the doctor on the butt and told him he did a good job. Because that's just my nature. I want people to be enjoying the journey. So I'm looking for a way to encourage you to enjoy your journey. I know that when we are encouraged, then we are better. We are stronger. We're a lot more fun to be around when we're encouraged. So I'm looking to continue to be that encouragement, even in the grocery line. Again, I know you're surprised. I can't remember a time in my life when I wasn't actively pursuing opportunities to be an encouragement. If I'm not coming from a place of encouragement, if my snarky kind of slides over into the little biting sarcasm, then I know that there is something that's going on in my life. I know it's something that I need to weed out. I know that I've allowed negatives to take root. Negatives are the weeds of life. And if you allow them to take root, they will not only spread, but they will kill the flowers in the garden. If you've ever had a garden, vegetable garden, flower garden, whatever, even a lawn, if the weeds are allowed to spread, they kill the beneficial plants that you want to keep. If I'm missing the mark on my encouragement, then I know it's because negatives have taken root. I've allowed the negatives to take root, either in what I've been reading or what I've been hearing or what I've been watching or who I've been hanging around. And that gets me almost as much as anything else. But no matter how the negatives get into my life, I have to get them out. I have to go back to that intentional action. I have to intentionally pull the negatives out so that I am then positioned to start feeding the encouragement again. I can start nurturing the beneficial plants that I want to grow. Now, it doesn't matter how they got there, but it's important to, at some point in time, kind of review my walk. And that's one of the reasons I use the focus folder. I go back and I look at, what have I done today? And what have I allowed into my day? And then I can begin patching the walls and protecting myself from the future invasion of negatives. What matters most in this journey is securing this foundation of encouragement, this wellspring of courage that's going to allow you to step into your unique design, but also to drag others along with us. We all need encouragement. We need to be encouraged to get more done, to get going, to really live our journey, to live it out. Living encouraged means that you're infusing your heart and your mind and your body and your essence with the courage to walk out your unique and purposeful life. That's it. That's really the extent of courage. Encourage is courage. It's putting courage in. So a couple of weeks back, I shared on the website, katherinelang.com, I shared about a broken moment for me. I had to, because of circumstances and situations, I had to go to a very, what I call, dark place. I had to relive an experience I did not want to relive. And it opened the floodgate of despair for me. The darkness just about drowned me. It took me several weeks to pull myself out of the darkness. And I knew I was in this place. I just couldn't figure out how to get out of the pit. I couldn't find the strength. I couldn't even find the desire to find my way out. I knew I needed to get out, but I didn't have the energy to find the exit. I knew what it was going to take to get that hope started, but I couldn't find it. There is nothing worse than getting to a place of lost encouragement. And that's where I was. I'd been sucked in and I just couldn't, for the life of me, I could not pull my way out. When we first purchased our farm, about a quarter of a century ago, the beavers had been allowed to run amok. That was their domain. They had built layers upon layers upon layers of beaver dams. So the back corner of the property where we wanted to use what we wanted to use for our driveway, it was completely underwater. And I tell you this because in order to clear that area, we could not bring in equipment. It was too wet. I mean, literally, it was under feet of water, not, you know, inches. It wasn't just damp. So we had to put on chest waders and walk into the water and hand clear each of those beaver dams. Now, because of the location and because of the way of the water moved, it was very silty bottom. It was very, it was that fine silty mud, almost like you would use to use for mortar. It would just suck you down in it. Now, to add to the challenge of walking in this silty mud, my waders were too big. So I had to wear my tennis shoes. And when I would walk in the mud, sometimes, especially if you stopped, if you've ever been mudding in a four-wheeler, four-wheel drive, you know what it is. If you ever stop, you're done. Well, the same thing's true when you're walking through this silty mud. If you ever stopped, you were done. And on more than one occasion, I stopped. And I can remember one particular time. My husband was on up the way. He didn't see me. I had a rake, because we would always keep a rake or hoe with us, so we would have something to kind of brace us in just in case, right? Just in case we got stuck. So I'm trying to brace myself, and I get a little too hurried, and I pop my foot out of my shoe that's still in the wader that's still stuck in the mud. So now, not only am I stuck in the mud, I'm stuck in the mud on one foot, that's now stuck in the mud, plus my boot of my other boot of my wader stuck in the mud. And I have no way of bracing myself to get any of my boots out of the mud. And for the longest time, I thought I'm just going to have to abandon the waders and swim to the shore, which was not a very fun idea. One, because I had no idea what else was in that water, and two, it was really, really cold. But I was so stuck. And that's what happened to me when I got to this place of broken. I was just stuck, and I could not get myself free. All the pulling, all I did was end up on one leg. Like a flamingo. it wasn't pretty. But I've learned, partly through, you know, real life experiences like that, that big, powerful, determined motions aren't what get you unstuck in those situations. It is the little bits, the little, just tiny adjustments, the little smiles. In encouragement's case, it's just the little bitty bits that eventually, it's that one spark. And that's what I had to keep doing. I had to keep looking for and reaching for the one spark. A life outside of encouragement is stuck. It's broken. It's sucked down. It's drained. It's exhausted. But a life encouraged, is resting firmly in courage. It can, it will, it knows it should, and it does. because of the courage that's infused into it. Encouragement really is the biggest difference between surviving life and thriving in life. And we're designed to thrive, not survive. With encouragement, you will thrive. You will enjoy the journey. You will be content even as you are adjusting into your possibility living. You'll be content where you are as you're pushing your way to go where you're supposed to be. Living encouraged begins by understanding what encouragement is, understanding how encouragement works, understanding why encouragement matters, understanding using your understanding to help and support yourself and the people around you, and building an encouragement foundation. Living encouraged starts by understanding the fundamentals of encouragement. Let's just call it encouragement 101. You have to know the what of encouragement in order to live the power of encouragement. It's all in the word encouragement. It really is. It's wrapped up in there. See, encouragement broken down simply means instill courage. You are literally pouring courage into the heart, the mind, and the body. Simple enough, right? So the first thing is you have to understand what encouragement is. Encouragement isn't complicated. You pour courage into people, yourself, others, through hope, faith, light, laughter, warmth, caring, love, helping, and joy. Just to name a few. These are those little bits. These are those little bits of wiggle, those little bits of investment that add up to the fire-fueling daring that makes it possible to jump into the joyful moments, to leap into your possibility living, to stand strong through the storms. It all starts with those little bits. Now, if you break it, the word encouragement down even further, EN is derived from in or into. So when you add EN, the letters EN, to a word, it's going to expand the meaning of that word to put it so that you're putting into, causing to be, or making into whatever that word is. So when we put EN in front of courage, then we are putting into others courage. That's a lot of energy in two little letters. EN is a lot of energy that you're adding to the power of a word. The second part of the word is obviously courage. And it comes from a word that means the heart or the seat of emotions, or the spirit, temperament, state of mind, really depending on where you trace the etymology of the word, right? So it's been used to denote bravery, zeal, strength. When we take those two words and we put them together, we have in, we have courage. And we're putting courage into, making it into, casting into the strength, state of mind, and bravery needed to move. When you give encouragement, you break the stuck moments. So encouragement is the most powerful and life-changing gift that you can give to yourself or to others. And the great thing about encouragement is that it does not cost you a single penny. It really doesn't cost you anything. Because encouragement is self-perpetuating. The more you give, the more it produces. So when you give encouragement, you actually build up encouragement in your own life. You'll gain more than you can ever give. That's the great thing about encouragement. The more you share it, the more you grow it for yourself. So be invested in encouragement. Encouragement grows. It grows more encouragement, and it grows more possibility space. It allows you to live more of what you want to be. So the second thing about encouragement is that you have to understand how encouragement works. Encouragement is a booster shot. It gives you that extra boost of energy or courage or daring that you need in the moment. It gives you that little bit more. I love little bits. So I ran track in high school, and I ran long distance, 2 miles. That was the, not cross country, but long distance. And most of the time, it was just me and my thoughts on the track. I would listen to my feet slapping on the pavement. I would listen to the way I was breathing, and it would just be me and my thoughts. Now, every time I made a lap around the track, I could hear the coach telling me what was going on in front of me, what was going on behind me, anything that I needed to change or anything that I needed to do. I could hear that. But when you would make that last turn for that last lap, you would hear the whole crowd. And they would be shouting motivation. They would be yelling for you to run. They would be encouraging you to go faster, go harder. You got this, you know. You could hear it. And the energy that came from all of that encouragement would just pour into me. And I would want to do more. I'd want to go faster. I would have the courage to kick it up a notch and keep going. I would find what I needed to dig down and be stronger and run faster and run that little bit further, because you know you got to get to the end before you're done. And that's how encouragement works. It cheers you on in the long race. It boosts you in those moments when you want to just sit down. It helps you get unstuck when you get in those stuck moments. It fires up the desire to just take off into your possibility. It feeds your momentum so you can kick it up a notch for that final stretch. It keeps you going. Whether you're running an actual race or you're just trying to get through the day or you have to face down those holiday dishes, it doesn't matter. What matters is that encouragement gives you the more you need to get it done. Encouragement also bridges the gap between life and death, which is hard to believe, but it literally does it in some cases. Now, you may have heard about the forbidden experiment. The third point is about understanding why encouragement matters, and this experiment is the perfect example. It was, I believe, in the 13th century, some leader decided that he wanted to prove that speaking French was natural, and so he had newborns taken away from their moms and given to nurses. Only the nurses were not allowed to talk to the babies. They weren't allowed to nurture the babies. All they could do was the basic care, you know, feed, clean, whatever. And they weren't even allowed to talk around the babies. The experiment failed because they never learned whether or not the children, what language they would develop on their own, because they did not live. So the experiment was done away with. When we withhold encouragement, when we withhold love, when we withhold touch, which is a basic form of encouragement, then we die. I mean, think of even a plant. If you do not nurture and encourage that plant and feeding and caring for that plant, they'll tell you that if you don't sing and talk to your plants, they will not thrive. And so imagine doing that to a heart. Encouragement is such an important form, of life-giving energy. Touch is a basic form of encouragement. Love is a basic form of encouragement. Words are basic forms of encouragement. And the basics of encouragement can quite literally save a life. It's part of the reason, it's one of the main reasons that encouragement matters. Encouragement is a very essence of being and of sharing that being with others. But encouragement also matters because it produces what is necessary to get more done. And let's be honest, who of us doesn't need to get more done? right now, I have a list of things I'm trying desperately not to look at. The more I can ignore it, the more it goes away, right? But when we're encouraged, we dare to do more. When things are going the way that I want them to go, I want to keep going. So I'm doing a little bit more here, and I'm doing a little bit more there. We dare to try more when we're encouraged. We dare to share more. We dare to get more done. And you know what? When we're encouraged, we usually do get a lot more done than we could ever imagine. And the people around us tend to get more done as well. Because again, encouragement is catching. So encouragement provides this gravitational pull to be able to come along beside each other and support each other right where we are. When you're encouraged, the person next to you doesn't have to do what you want them to do because you're encouraged. You're doing what you need to do and you're getting it done. And you're not pulled down or pulled back or held back by what others are or are not doing. You don't seek to change people in order to get your stuff done. You're just going along. You're just enjoying the ride. Encouragement and being in a place of encouragement allows you to just come up beside others and offer them an opportunity for a rest. So the fourth thing about encouragement is that encouragement will produce the help and support you need for the people around you. And it reminds me of a time, like most things. I feel like I'm Sophia. Picture it, Sicily. Okay, so picture it, Lake Gunnersville, early 80s. I was swimming with a friend. I actually was swimming across the lake. I used to do that for fun, and before I found out about the alligators, and that's a whole other story. But I was swimming across the lake, and a girlfriend of mine decided she was going to go with me. Now, she was not a swimmer by any stretch of the imagination. She could swim, but she wasn't a swimmer. But for some reason, this day, she decided she was going to join me. And halfway across the lake, I knew it was a problem. I knew she wasn't going to make it. And I could have, you know, told her that she messed up my swim. I could have complained to her about, you know, her not being able to swim and she should have just stayed where she was. I could have explained to her that you can't just stop swimming in the middle of the lake. It's not an option. But none of it would have mattered because she did. And once she did, all the complaints in the world wouldn't have helped. All I could do was go up next to her and encourage her. Only in just saying, hey, keep swimming, you know, just keep swimming, just keep, that's not going to help in the when someone's not swimming. So I just told her to lay back and relax. And when she felt like she was had a little bit of energy, then I told her just to kick. And she laid on her back, and she kicked, and I swam, and we got back to shore. I offered my arm, and I helped her float back to a safe place. That's encouragement. In a nutshell, that's encouragement. We just offer to help people float along and get to their safe place. We don't make them do it our way. We don't make them do it on their own. We just encourage. So when you're out in the middle of the lake alone, your imagination is going to come up with all sorts of scenarios about what lies beneath, alligators, about what could be, what you should have done, what if I had, what if, your imagination takes off. So imagine you're in this lake of despair, which is where I was, and you're feeding these negative ideas because that's all that you're going to come up with. It's not like you're going to go, hey, you know, one of these days I'm going to be a great and powerful swimmer and I will do this without. No. When you're in a bad place, when you're stuck alone in that dark place, you're coming up with the negatives. So this should sound familiar. If it doesn't, give me a call. I could tell you stories. And that's what's happening to the people around us. They're stuck in the lake alone. They don't need us to tell them how they got stuck in the lake alone. They probably know it. They don't need us to complain about the fact that we had to adjust our days in order to help them in their lake alone. The people that we encounter are swimming across their life lakes, struggling. Some have been swimming daily, and it's just a bad day. Some jumped in and thought, hey, today I'm going to do this, kind of like my friend. And then when they get stuck, they're just stuck. They need somebody that's willing to just come along beside them and support them and help them and comfort them, and it's going to make a difference. The little bits make a difference. That one smile, that one of, hey, why don't you go before me? Or opening the door, or let me take that cart back to the grocery store for you. There are so many different ways that our little bits of help and support, we become a life raft. We think we're just doing a little bit, but we're we're saving the lives of the people around us. So have you ever had someone call you and they just constantly relive the negatives in their lives, the hurts in their lives, or the negatives going on around them? Maybe it's a wrong choice that they made, or something that happened to them that they had no control over, or maybe where they are is not nearly as bad as they think it is, but your experience teaches you that all they have to do is kick and they'll get to shore. But that's your experience, not theirs. But they're hurting. They're stuck in their lake. And it doesn't matter why they're stuck in their lake. They're stuck there. Your job as an encourager is simply to be that life raft, simply to offer your help and support, simply to smile. Although the process of encouragement is going to be different for different people at different times, the fundamentals of encouragement are always the same. Remember, we're all on a unique journey. So how we support and help each other is going to be uniquely different for each of us. But ultimately, it comes down to being willing to help. So listen to the specific needs. Listen, not just verbally, listen to the nonverbal cues. See how you can address those specific needs. Do something. Encouragement is more than words, although your words matter, right? If someone comes up in your mind, if you're thinking about someone right now, write them a note. Send them a physical note or card, and you'll be amazed at how many lives you change just from that one action. The little things matter, but the little things specifically addressing that unique person's stuck-in-the-lake moment is going to be the life-changing efforts. What you do to create encouragement makes a difference, but what you don't do... That can be just as important. Don't tell me what's wrong. Don't tell me who had it worst. Don't tell me how you felt. Don't tell me how to fix it. Don't tell me the cliched moments, like, it is what it is, or the best is yet to come. Don't be robotic. Be you. Be authentically you. When you understand encouragement, then you recognize it comes from that authentic and genuine place of caring. That smile is authentic. That offer to help is authentic. When you send out encouragement to the world, to the people around you, when you send it out from that place of heart, then you are positioned to touch a heart. When you're genuinely caring and you are pouring out that caring from your heart, then you will find unique ways to help and support with your encouragement. Encouragement has to be shared. Otherwise, it's just going to wither on the vine. It is not something that you can hoard. It will go bad if it is not sent out. It's kind of like a strawberry. Right now, strawberry season, and if you go and pick a ripe strawberry, then if you set it out for more than a day, maybe two, maybe three, it's going to go bad. It'll ruin. If you pick a ripe strawberry, then you're supposed to eat it or give it to someone to eat because it is ready to be eaten. If you pick an unripe strawberry and you set it aside to change colors or get ripe, it's not going to happen. A strawberry will only ripen on the vine. But when it's time to eat it, it's time to eat it. Encouragement is very similar. It has to be shared. It has to be picked off the vine and it has to be shared. That's how you provide the delight and the nourishment and the support that is needed for the people around you. In order to be an encouragement, you need a foundation of encouragement. You have to have something to draw from in order to pour it out. Encouragement doesn't come from your own strength. You will exhaust yourself if you try to just push on through, you know. Encouragement comes from this place of joy, a solid woven place of joy and light and hope. Remember, hope, we're growing hope. So the final element of the fundamentals of encouragement is that you have to build your encouragement reservoir. Last year, we were watching the neighbors in a vacation rental set off fireworks. If you have never watched random people setting off fireworks, find a safe place to watch. But it is worth watching. So a lot of these people had just gone out and purchased fireworks, and they gave no thought to how they were going to set them off. And it was obvious from the get-go, because most of the time, whatever they were using would fall over, and a random firework would shoot into the crowd, which is why we were watching from inside. Some of them used bottles. Some of them tried to just stick them into the ground. It did not go well. And I was just amazed that nothing caught on fire or blew up or no one had to go to the emergency room. Most of the time, it wasn't the shooter that was causing the issues. There were occasional problems, but usually it was the foundation that they were trying to use to launch their fireworks. So once they had walked away, you know, and abandoned their makeshift platforms and whatever they were using to shoot things off, my husband and my son went out to shoot fireworks. And they found a very level place, and they put down a piece of plywood, and they took a bucket that was full of sand and put either it was PVC pipe or a bottle or something inside the sand, inside the bucket, on the plywood on the level ground. They built a very solid foundation. And then they would put a firework in this solid foundation. They would light it, and it would go exactly where they wanted it to go. But they'd set an anchor on this foundation, and then they had a foundation on level ground. They had worked it out. Have you ever thought about how our words and fireworks can be very similar? I know you haven't. But bear with me for a moment. See, both words and fireworks can be a lot of fun, or they can be very dangerous. They can put on a beautiful display, or they can be terrifying. When words explode in the wrong direction or at the wrong moment, they cause harm. When words are launched from a faulty foundation, they can go off course. They can land in the wrong location. It can turn out very ugly. When words explode in the right place, or when they explode out of place, that's when they burn down the building. But when they're launched with focus, from a controlled foundation, a solid foundation with an anchor, it's beautiful to see. It's inspiring to the heart. dare I say, it's encouraging. So you need a firm foundation to be able to launch your words of encouragement. You need to be able to stand in your personal encouragement, have that anchor. You need a solid place, a level building place. You need to set down a platform, create a launching point, an anchor point. Because you want your words to go where you need them to go. You want your encouragement to produce joy. And one of the things I do is I have, and you may see me look around every now and then, I have walls of encouragement. I used to have a wall, but we're in a different location and I've had to adjust. But I have words and phrases of encouragement that people have sent me. My friend Gene sent me a poem that he wrote for me. It sits right here, and it talks about giving me the boldness, the grace, the courage to do what I'm called to do. That's encouraging. I have my motto, have fun, make friends, find ways to be relentlessly helpful, on the wall. That encourages me when I'm in these stuck moments, the small stuck moments. These walls of encouragement help me. I have my journal that I can go back and I can look at how things have been working out in my life. I have my prayer journal where I pray intentionally for things and then I look for the answer, because I believe that when you ask, you get an answer. And I can go back in my prayer journal and I can see my answered prayers, and that encourages me. You have to find what works for you and be invested in this foundation of encouragement so that you're positioned to live encouraged. Encouragement is one of the most powerful forces on earth. It holds the power of life and death. It holds the power of possibility or pitfall. It holds the power of hope or hurt. When you wield your encouragement with intention, with focus, from a anchored place, and when you use the heart, then you begin to change the world. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Remember, tomorrow, Wednesday, at 12 p.m. Central, we do a Twitter chat on, obviously on Twitter, but it is, you follow the hashtag Growing Hope, so the pound sign Growing Hope on Twitter, and you can join the discussion, 12 Central, Wednesdays, 12 Central. I know that when you grow encouragement, you become an encouragement. And when you become an encouragement, you grow encouragement, and it feeds your courage. And that's what we're going to be doing. I'm here to help you. Reach out to me. You can email me at katherinelang@katherinelang.com. You can connect with me over on the website. You can join me at snarkyrainbows.com. You can join me on Twitter, Katherine C. Lang, or over on Facebook. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. But let's get connected. Let's encourage one another to live our bold and purposeful lives, because when we do, we will change the world. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.